One of our favorites here at KSRO, Transcendence, the Broadway group, so talented, and another show coming up in Marin and at the LBC. Stephen Stubbins is the grand poobah of Transcendence.
Co-executive director.
Okay, that's the official title. But I think the other wraps it up, too. Stephen, great to see you again.
Great to see you, too, Pat.
Yeah, wonderful holiday show. A lot of people took advantage of over Christmas time, and what a great time for us to be able to be taken away from what we had been in for a few months and really escape to that show. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And of course, most people know us from our Broadway Under the Stars concerts that we do each summer, summer long.
When do those start up again?
Those start up June 15th.
Okay, and this is outdoors, Jack London State Park.
Yeah.
And really an amazing and unique opportunity to be entertained outdoors.
Yeah, and pre-show picnicking and wine and food trucks, the whole deal.
Yeah.
But we're really excited about our upcoming show.
This is one I'm excited about, too. The Ladies of Broadway.
Yes.
And I told you off the air, I have a vision of what this show might be like, but I really would prefer to hear yours.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's such a timely time to do this, the Ladies of Broadway, in what is kind of unofficially coined the Year of the Woman.
Yeah.
It's seven Broadway women who have been everything from like the woman who just got done doing Elphaba, the lead in Wicked on Broadway.
Wow.
To we have another woman who actually played Glinda on Broadway.
Okay.
In Wicked
Those
as well.
Those are some credentials right there, Stephen.
But or the woman who played the lead in Mamma Mia on Broadway.
I'm kind of thrilled about that one.
Absolutely.
I'm a big ABBA fan.
People from Motown, the musical, and Hairspray, and all these different Broadway shows. If you saw Kinky Boots when it came to San Francisco.
Yeah.
The woman who was the lead in that, who played Lauren in that, is going to be in the show.
Fantastic. Everybody wants to be a part of Transcendence, don't they?
Well, it's great. I mean, they love Sonoma County, and they love being a part of getting to share kind of their gifts, their stories, bringing the Broadway spirit here to our audiences in Sonoma County.
Okay, so here's how I envision it, Stephen.
Yeah.
I envision the Ladies of Broadway, you know, standing up and doing some of the greatest hits from the shows that they've been in. Am I on it or not on it?
Well, yeah, I think the cool thing is, in addition to doing hits from shows that they have been in, I think they're also going to be telling their stories of their own passion and perseverance, what they got through to get to where they were able to get, but then also doing tributes to women like Bernadette Peters and Ethel Merman and Audra McDonald, these Broadway legends who inspired them. And I think one of the really cool things is having seven different dynamic women together, the opportunity for them to collaborate and to feed off of each other and that energy. It's going to be so much more than just a show where you go and see one woman highlight.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's even better than I thought. And sometimes I have to tell you, I'm surprised by, you know, I'm used to an actor seeing an actor on TV or in the movies and have no idea about their background. And I wish I could remember his name. He plays on the show Bull right now, an actor who I saw at the Grammy Awards sing for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, who knew? And of course, come to find out his, you know, much of his background was on Broadway. And so there are a lot of, you know, it's really amazing the number of actors who are also singers, you know, just thorough performers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what's amazing, too, is any person who's had success, been on Broadway, if you've heard the stories of auditioning for a show in New York, if like showing up and there's a line of 800 people.
I'm pretty sure you can speak to this personally.
I can.
Okay.
I've woken up at 4 a.m. In New York City and stood in line to get, you know, your 20 seconds of singing a song so that hopefully they'll like you enough that you get, you know, a second audition.
Yeah, that's a quick impression you got to make.
Yeah. And then a third audition. And, you know, the hoops you have to jump through, the amount of people who are lined up who want those jobs, I think it speaks to the perseverance and the amazing talent that these women have, that not only have they gotten those jobs, but they've gotten those jobs on a big scale, and they've succeeded many, many times. Some of them, Kristen Pirro, who's this phenomenal dancer who's in the show, just got done doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
But right before that, she was in American in Paris, and she's been a dance captain on
Broadway.
Well,
that covers a lot of territory right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's danced in, I think it's like five or six Broadway shows, and been kind of a lead dancer, and you know, not to just do it once, but to do it, you know, many times, and to survive this business, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is, and that's the great thing about musical theater to me is that you get both, is that you get the stories, and in this case, very personal stories of their own, you know, climb, basically onto Broadway, and you get the great songs too.
Yeah.
I love that.
The cool thing about this show, too, is it covers a span of many different shows. So you're going to see, you know, from Mamma Mia, like The Winner Takes It All.
And then
you're going to see, you know, from Wicked, a medley of Wicked songs as well. Or just a big, beautiful, eclectic mix.
Well, it sounds great. So how many performers? I mean, well, let's talk about the women first, the featured performers. How many will there be in this show?
Yeah, there's seven women.
Seven women. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they will be joined, I'm sure, mm-hmm. by many others as well as part of the Transcendence group.
They will be the performing aspect of the show in terms of singing and speaking. And then we have a band, an orchestra about 10 or 12.
Yeah, it's
pieces.
Huge.
Supporting the ladies of Broadway.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. It should be a great show. And you're going to be performing in Marin and mm-hmm. here in Sonoma County. Give us some dates.
Yeah, absolutely. Marin Center, we're going to be there March 17th and 18th in that big Marin
Happy
Center building.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing a matinee on that Sunday. And then at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, we're going to be on March 24th and 25th. And we're doing two on March 24th, a matinee and a night on that Saturday. And then on the Sunday, we're doing a matinee at 2 p.m. So.
Well, it's if you've never been to a Transcendence show, that you're really missing out on something, number one. One of the other unique aspects of it is that the performers who are in the show and behind the show make themselves available in the lobby. I mean, before the show, after the show. So you can actually shake hands with a lot of the people that you've just seen perform it. I think, you know, it's just another way to engage the public into this experience.
Absolutely. That's one of the things we started doing at Broadway Under the Stars that we do in the summer, is those performers are out there, they're tearing your tickets, they're pouring your wine, they're greeting you, they're helping you into the ruins for the performance, and that beautiful connection to the community, in addition to all the service projects Transcendence does, all the kids groups we work with, all these things, it all to us creates this idea of the best life ever, and that's what we're really after, on stage and off.
It's quite a group, and I came late to this party, really, relatively speaking, because Transcendence, you know, was willing to perform at our Day of Remembrance at SRJC after the fires, and I was wowed then, and since have seen their shows and am continually wowed by the process. I can't wait until the summer, because I have yet to see Transcendence Under the Stars, and you better get used to seeing my mug over the course of the summer.
It's going to be a very fun summer.
Yeah. Let's talk about how to get tickets to the upcoming Ladies of Broadway.
Sure. So the best place to get tickets is ladiesofbroadway.com.
Easy.
That's ladiesofbroadway.com. Or you could also check out that and our Broadway Under the Stars summer concerts, which are already on sale. And that's bestnightever.org. Bestnightever.org.
I like it. Yeah. Kind of sums up the whole experience, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it. And I'll see you at the LBC for the Ladies of Broadway. Looking forward to it.
See you soon. Thanks,
Pat. All right, Stephen. Yeah. That is Stephen Stubbins. He is the co-executive director of Transcendence, and no doubt another fantastic show on the way.